Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Sister Debbie. Welcome to Royal Daughters. Wow, today is, listen, the 4th of July, where we honor America. It's America's birthday, but let me tell you something. Amen. God bless America, but now America, come on, we're going to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on, Barak Hashem. We're going to bless God. Come on, all right, amen. Let's start with the word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you, God, asking you to just begin to cleanse us and to purge us and to purify us. Holy Spirit, have your way. God Most High, have your way. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord God, have your way. God, I praise you. I thank you, Lord God, for thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, God, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Come on, let's bless his name. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. God bless you. This is Sister Debbie. I've been meditating, oh wow, I want to say almost all morning on the Lord, on the blessing of the Lord, not just the blessing of the Lord. He does bless us, come on, and loads us with benefits, amen, but I wanted to look at about four or five different points, definitely four different points, and we look at the word blessing. We got to understand that God is the blessing. Hey, you know, a lot of times we're looking around for a blessing, and then wrong with the blessing. God, listen, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You understand that Jesus Christ is the blessing, y'all. Hold on, that's the number one. Come on. Jesus Christ is the blessing. God, Yahweh Shema, Yahweh Elohim. Come on. God, all by himself, he's the blessing, and that's where every blessing comes from. He's the source of every blessing. My God. Ooh, I give him praise. And number two, come on, Jesus Christ is the blessing manifested. Oh, my God. Well, it's First John 1:3 say, and I want you all to go to that verse on your own, because I'm just going to go ahead and flow. Number three, you've got to understand. Number one is what? Jesus, God is the blesser. Amen. God is the blessing. God is the blesser. Number two, Jesus Christ is the blessing manifested. Come on. Number three, God gave us the blessing power of the Holy Spirit. Come on. Number four, listen, we got to understand also that God blessed man. God blessed. Man, we got to understand, God blessed mankind. He created man in his image, in his likeness. Come on, he blessed us to be a blessing. Number five, number six, come on. Ooh, I got more than what I thought. God wants us to bless our children, bless our legacy. Listen, God is all about blessing. It says that he made and created mankind in his image, in his likeness, and then he blessed them. And so we got to understand, it's a legacy of blessing. It's a legacy of blessing. I have lots of notes, but let me tell you something. I don't even know where I want to start. My God, I want to start at the beginning. Genesis 1:26. Now, I'm just going to have to read that scripture. I'm going to read that scripture. I'm trying to hear the Lord. I'm trying to hear the Lord. The Lord is having me go another way. Listen, let me tell you something. I give you the scriptures, just write the scriptures down, because I've got to follow the Lord Jesus. Amen. I told the Lord I'm going to start following you. I'm going to start following. So you all, you know what? Hold on to that Genesis. Hold on to Genesis 1:28. Let's see what thus says the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. It is so pertinent. It's so important that we understand the key. Oh, I want to say almost the key to Christendom, the key to all that God is he is a blessing. He's the blessed one. We can look to the left or the right, honey, you ain't going to find nothing. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, all things are in him. All things are in him, are made by him, and they're for him. Come on, he's the blessed holy one. He's all. He's a blessing all by himself. You know, I got to say my favorite scripture, one of my favorite most popular scriptures that you'll find me saying all the time. It's found in Colossians. Everybody, y'all can go on over to Colossians. My God. Oh, Lord, I'm going through these scriptures now. I can't get to them quick enough. Listen, you know one thing, to have something written down as an outline and written all out, and it's a whole other thing to find what you need. And so I'm going to ask the Lord just to lead me to it. Amen. To the Son, is the image of the invisible God. It says, Jesus, come on, y'all, the firstborn over all creation, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. I'm going to stop right there until we understand that we're blessed to be a blessing. God told Moses, what did he tell Abraham? Well, actually, let's go to Abraham, because God spoke a blessing to Abraham. And I want to go back up to read that scripture here. God said in Genesis 1:28, God blessed them. Oops, sorry, wrong scripture. Genesis 12:2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Let me tell you something. God is in the blessing business. Not so much like say, oh, I got a house, I got a car, I got a man, I got a school, I got a thing, whatever. No. Honey, those are fruits of the blessing. But God wants, come on, he wants heart to heart. He wants you to know him. He wants you to know you and know him as the blesser. He wants you to know him as the one who is ever present, Yahweh Shema. He wants you in fellowship with him. He wants you in relationship with him. He wants you connected with him. He wants you connected with the one who blesses so that you can in turn be a blessing. Come on. The blessings of the Father to be upon you. Come on. The blessings of Aaron Beard to flow on you. Come on. God wants his blessings to flow down on you so you can be a blessing to others. Come on. Then we won't go around and come on hurting other people, because we abide in the blessing. We abide under the shelter of the Most High. We rest in him. We abide under him. We walk with him. How can two walk together unless they agree? And so we're not going to spend our time begging God for anything, asking God for anything. Let me tell you something. God can give us things. Come on, that's easy. God can do that. What God wants us to recognize and to understand, amen, is seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first. I mean, in other words, God is first. God is the blessing. I want to read a little bit now about the blessing, oh my Lord Jesus. Come on, y'all, come on, I'm getting there. It says, ooh, Lord, it says, this message is taken from the Kenneth Copeland Ministries.org. It says, are you waiting for God to bless you? And there's six keys to unlocking God's blessing. I'm only going to focus on number one. It says, realize that God is the source of all blessing. We got to understand that God is the source of all blessing. Hopefully by now you figured out that God isn't some Santa Claus in the sky who comes down your chimney and leaves you exactly what you want under the tree. He isn't a genie in a bottle who appears at some chance moment to grant you these wishes in life, three wishes in life. No. God is so much more. He is the Alpha. Here's the answer. Here's the key. He is the Alpha and the Omega. You can put this under number one. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. He is the source from all things, including you, were created. Again, he is the source from whom all things, including you, were created. We got to understand who God is. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He was the first and the last. He's in control of everything. He had a plan for you, but I don't want to go ahead of myself. I want to tell you more about this blessed God. What do I mean by this blessed God? Barak Ata Adonai is blessed are you are, Lord. Come on, I'm speaking a little bit of a Jewish prayer from taking from the Shema. It starts with the words Barak Ata Adonai. Oh, my Lord God, I thank God. Oh, I've been reading a little bit, doing a little bit of study, but I understand. I said, wait, something's going on here. Something's wrong here. Oh, Jesus is the blessed. Yes, God is the blessing. Don't get it twisted. God Almighty, Jesus Almighty. Come on, the two or the three or one. Come on, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is the blessing. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to run around and chase things and people and man and houses and realize that after you have folks, okay, God can bless, baby. But the reality is that you need the presence of God. You need God himself. God himself is a blessing that you seek. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Jesus Christ is the living water. That's who you seek. He is who you seek. And so what did God do? God sent. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God is the blessing. Don't miss it. You got to have that as number one. I don't want y'all to forget that. And happen what happened. Number two. Oh, Lord God. Let me see what the Lord's going to take me. Let me see what God's going to take me. Ah, my God, and so my Lord. Do you want to tell you what? Bless y'all. Listen, bless, hollow, make holy, delicate, consecrate, sanctify. These are definitions, synonyms for blessing, God's favor, for making sacred, God's favor, for making sacred, give a benediction. Oh, let me, blessing also means empower to prosper. Empower. And so number two, God empowered mankind to prosper because he created mankind mind, in his image, and in his life. Now, not my mama's image, not your daddy's image, not your sister's image, not your cousin's image. No, in his image and in his likeness. And then he blessed them. Come on. God gave us dominion, and he also blessed us. And so what does God want us to do? He wants to take dominion, come on, over the enemy, over the enemy. Come on, he wants to take dominion and to rule him. And he also wants us to bless others. We're not here to curse others. Come on, we're here to bless others and bear the fruit of the Spirit. Come on, have the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And we need the power. We need the blessed Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit to be a blessing. Amen. We can't do it on our own. Come on, we walk in the flesh. No telling what we're going to end up being. No matter telling what we're going to be saying. We have to subdue. Bring that flesh under subjection. Come on, that's what we want to take dominion, authority over. Say dominion over your flesh. Die to your flesh and then let God have his way. Get filled with the power and the presence of God. And let the blessings of the Holy Spirit, amen, have his way in you and touch the lives of others. Number three, we are blessed to be a blessing. Come on, y'all. We are blessed to be a blessing. That comfort, that which we've been comforted with, we are created to comfort others. Come on, we are created. God has made us to be a blessing to mankind. Amen. And then we got to understand that we're blessing. We're blessed to bless our children. Jesus Christ said, bring the children unto me. Come on, that I might bless them. We got to understand it's a legacy. Come on, it's a cycle of blessing. Baby, don't get it twisted. Anytime we're not blessing, we got to recognize Satan is working, because Jesus Christ says Satan has come to steal and kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I have come to give you life and give it to you, give you life. Let me say it again. Jesus Christ says, I have come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. So Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly. Every time you're not hearing life, come on, every time you're not hearing abundant life, every time you're not hearing blessing, baby, something else is working on the sideline. Here, somebody say, well, I'm a little pro-choice. I'm not concerned. No. You got to make a decision, because there's darkness and there's light. Come on. There's good and there's bad. Come on. There's evil and there's goodness. Come on. You got to make a choice. That's all precious. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, in whom there's no darkness or shadow of turning. Ain't no shadow of changing. He ain't changing his mind. The Bible says, it talks about Eve being deceived. He said, I'm afraid as Eve was deceived, but you also, come on, that you also, and I'm paraphrasing, I have that scripture in front of me, might have been deceived. So what is he saying? He's saying that Eve was deceived. And I don't want you to know, come on, look, if you're going to listen for the simplicity of Christ, you also will be deceived by the serpent that was in the garden. So God, come on, God, say, what does God say? God wants us to awaken and sin. Not he wants us to awaken and sin. Now, let me leave you with this last scripture here. I'm trying to hear the Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. And so God wants to bless you. Amen. He's a blesser. Listen, he blessed Abraham. Amen. He wants us to lay hands on our children and bless them. Oh my God, and bless them, because that's what God does. He leaves a legacy of blessing. Let's receive the blessings of the Lord. Let's receive Jesus Christ. If you have never received the blessing from God, if you've never received, come on, the blessed Holy One, the promised seed, Jesus Christ, the blessed one. The Bible says, come on, in Romans 10:9, Lord, have your way. Romans 10:9, my God. Ooh, Jesus, have your way, Lord. Take over, Lord Jesus. Romans 10:9. Lord Jesus, and so the Lord is calling. I'm hearing what I say, but I hear it. I'm gonna get to Romans 10:9. The Lord is calling you. The Lord is calling you. We're called to bless his name. The Lord is calling you to bless his name. He's saying, stop running after things. God wants us to run after him. Honey, this is not just for you. This is for me too. God is calling us to run after him. Now, give me Romans 10:9. Listen, if you don't know the blessed Savior, if you don't know the blesser, come on, I don't want you to run after things and get all deceived and all twisted and chase things and think that that's it. No. Jesus, God gave his son that we might know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Amen. The Bible says, yes, in Romans 10:9, verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, there we go, that's right there. He's Lord, he's welcome, he's the blesser, he's the blessing. Jesus is Lord. Get that in your spirit and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I'll say it again, verse 9, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Let's say it again, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, one foot, let me say 10, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth
one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. And so God wants you to confess today. Confess him as the Lord. Confess him as the blesser. Confess him as a blessing. Confess him as a promise. Confess him as a son of the Most High God. Confess him. Come on, when you start off with Jesus, baby, you're starting off on the right track. You will not go astray. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to lead you with my eye. Come on, God said he's going to lead us with his eye upon us. Come on. God said that he's the way, the truth, and Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. There's no other way to the Father but by me. Amen. So we have to follow on the path. Come on. Jesus Christ is the path of life. And so we have to follow after Christ. Amen. On the path of life. Not looking to the left or the right. Not looking at things. Not even looking at, oh, look what I got today. None of that's a blessing. That's wonderful. But Jesus Christ is the answer. Get that in your soul. Get that in your spirit right there. God circumcised our hearts up that we may worship the true and living God and worship you alone and put no other God before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for tuning in on today. God bless you. Take care. Praise the Lord. Amen.